This is the best of the Midwest, he said, where we take you to someplace not too far away. Here's a nice trip. Let's visit with Emily Steyer now, who is with the Group Travel and Marketing Office at the Riverboat Twilight. Riverboattwilight.com is the website. You hear about that a lot on WGN. Let's take you there. Emily, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Really good. Riverboat Twilight, for those who haven't been or heard, is where?
So we depart out of LeClaire, Iowa, and then also have our one-day excursions out of Dubuque, Iowa.
So you're due west, I-80 to 88, maybe. How long would you say you are from downtown Chicago, then? It's a trip across the top half of the state, or the top third. What's that, about 2.5, 3 hours, maybe?
Yeah, 2.5, 3 hours to either location, to LeClaire or Dubuque.
And then describe the boat for us.
Well, it's a Victorian-style riverboat that was constructed in the mid-80s, so it has a lot of that ornate woodwork. It's white and blue. It has three decks, kind of the signature older-style smokestacks and gangplanks in the front, so it has a really historical look to it.
How many folks does it accommodate?
We can take up to 140 passengers.
Really? I thought it was more than that. I've been on the boat before. You leave a lot of room for folks. It's not crowded on there.
Yeah, we try to, you know, it works much like a restaurant. Folks have reserved tables on board the boat indoors, which is climate controlled. That's where their meals are served to and where they can keep their belongings throughout the trip. And then outside, we have wraparound decks on all three levels, and there's always more chairs than there are people.
Yeah.
So we don't want it to feel crowded.
No.
We want you to have a little space to yourself, too.
Right. And then watch the Mississippi or the shore, if you will, go by on either side. Do you have entertainment? Do you have music or lecturers?
Yeah, so our captain does provide comprehensive historical narration throughout the 2 days. And we also have live entertainment on board the boat, a different singer-songwriter each day in the afternoon as well.
Right. So, I mean, but you don't sleep on the boat. If it's a two-day trip, you go dock and then stay in a hotel, right?
Correct, yes. We don't have any kind of private accommodations or cabins on board the boat. It's just not big enough for that. But we do overnight our passengers at the Grand Harbor Resort in Dubuque, Iowa, which is right along the riverfront, and either a short walk or a complimentary shuttle ride from where we dock in the port of Dubuque.
So how long is then one leg of the trip then?
Well, the first day we leave by 8 a.m. and arrive up in Dubuque, usually by 6 p.m., and then the next morning, we leave again at 11 a.m. and arrive back in LeClaire about 6:30 p.m. The second day takes a little less time just because we're going with the current. So you have that morning either to yourself, or we do provide complimentary entrance into the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium if folks are interested in that.
Yeah, right. So then how many meals do I have if I do the overnight?
You have 6 meals plus snacks. All of the meals are served on board the boat except for breakfast the second morning, which is served in the hotel restaurant, and that is complimentary as well.
And then you have beverages on the boat too, right?
Yep. Free iced tea, lemonade, coffee, and water, and then a full-service bar with alcoholic beverages, soft drinks, and ice cream drinks for purchase.
And how do people use this? Is this family reunions, corporate outings, a couple want to get away for a weekend? Who's the typical client?
So for our two-day overnight tours, it's definitely a lot of family groups or tour groups, couples or even individual riders. You know, the clientele for those trips skew more towards adults or older adults, just because it is a bit more of a time commitment, and you're on the river for a long stretch of time. Mm-hmm. For our one-day trips and our sightseeing cruises, those appeal a lot more to our younger folks, folks with kids or even larger families. It's easy to get away for an hour and a half, you know, on the weekend or during your day when you're doing a couple of other things, or even just a day on the river sometimes is a lot more feasible than a full 2 day overnight.
It's a nice getaway, though, I'll tell you. I mean, when we did it, I napped, I read, I visited with other people, I ate food,
yeah.
I drank, I sightsee. You know, I mean, I mean this in the best possible way, but you're sort of captive on the boat, so you don't have to and can't worry about anything else. You can just relax, and it really works.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really our goal, particularly for that longer 2 day overnight tour. We want to provide an opportunity for folks to step back from kind of the day to day hustle and bustle. So when people ask, you know, what do you do on board the boat? The purpose is kind of to not do anything, probably for the first time in quite a while. You know, it's reading that book that is always on your nightstand, or having genuine conversations with your friends or family that you haven't had the time to catch up with, or playing a board game maybe for the first time in a few years, you know. So we don't have like screens or gambling or strong Wi-Fi all of the time, but you know, we hope that that gives folks the opportunity to really connect with one another, but then also take in that narration and information and the scenery as well.
Yeah. You should put that in your ads, featuring weak Wi-Fi. Featuring spotty Wi-Fi.
I don't know if that will be appealing or not.
So this is your family's business, though, right?
Yes, correct. Yep, my dad is the captain. My parents co-own the business together, so my mom kind of is in charge of everything you don't see behind the scenes. And then my brother also has his pilot's license and works on the boat every day as well.
Wow. Tell me a story about a passenger or a trip that you all like to tell. If you were talking about the riverboat and what it's like for people, what comes to mind?
Honestly, what I think about is when I had the opportunity to work on board the boat when I was a teenager and younger. I really appreciated just the opportunity of meeting new people and new faces every other day. And I was, you know, learning a lot of independence, learning a lot of social skills and things like that when I was, you know, a young teenager away from my family every other night. You meet so many unique people, not only just from the Midwest, but other countries as well. We also have folks from the Amish community travel with us quite a bit. So learning about kind of their community and customs, I remember speaking with them quite a bit. And also just some memories from when I was even younger than that, 12, 13 years old. My uncle used to be the chef on board the riverboat Twilight, and I would ride maybe part of the day or one part of the trip and just be in the galley with him and the other staff. He would let me make up the salads or dress the do designs on the desserts. And I just thought that that was the coolest thing, to be spending time with him and feel like I was really doing something for the passengers and like I was, you know, working on board the boat. That was a really cool experience for me.
What's on the dinner menu, Emily?
Well, the first day we have huckleberry chicken breast with buttered noodles, mixed vegetables. We also have salad and dessert with our meals. We also have roast beef, mashed potatoes, green beans, and cornbread. So we try to keep that Midwest fare, but keep it varied as well, so you're not just kind of eating the same thing over and over.
RiverboatTwilight.com is the website for the Riverboat Twilight. Few hours from downtown Chicago, right on the Iowa border there. The river runs wide there too, doesn't it?
Yes, there are parts that are extremely wide. You're not able to see even the shore from either side. And that's what I really love about this area, the Upper Mississippi River. The scenery is so varied. You're going to see towering bluffs. You're going to see parts of the river that are extremely wide, like we talked about. Small river towns, you're going to go through railroad bridges. So there's just a lot to take in, even in the 89 miles of our trip.
89 miles. Okay, if I want to sign up, and do you run 7 days a week, just weekends? What's the schedule?
So for our two-day overnight tours, we run those Tuesdays and Thursdays through the end of August, and then we begin running them 6 days a week, so Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays in September and October. We have sightseeing trips every Saturday through the end of August, and then our one-day trips are kind of sprinkled in throughout our season, which goes through the end of October.
That a fall day on that boat is nice, huh, with the leaves changing and all?
Exactly. Yep. A nice lap blanket and a jacket outside. It's beautiful. And like I said, inside is temperature controlled, so hopefully you'll be comfortable no matter what.
Emily Steyer with the RiverboatTwilight.com. RiverboatTwilight.com. That's our Best of the Midwest today. Emily, well done. Nice to talk to you. Our best to the family.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.